Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, learn to inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the heart of a champion. The heart of a champion, what is that? Before we get into what the heart of a champion is, we're gonna take a trip down memory lane. Now, I don't know how many of you are football fans, but Tom Brady. I know many of you who are hearing this word Tom Brady right now are shutting this episode off right now. But bear with me. I'm gathering a valid point. Do you know that Tom Brady, he was able to win 6 Super Bowl rings? That's definitely impressive. No one quarterback has ever done that before. 6 Super Bowl rings. Now, you may have some franchises have done that before, but 6 Super Bowl rings? Wow, that's amazing. And you know, you wouldn't believe it, but Tom Brady was drafted 99 overall. 199th pick overall. In the 6th round in the year 2000. And you know, during that same 2000 draft, NFL draft, you know, you had persons like, you know, the Boston's picked up Penn State's defensive end, Courtney Brown, with the first pick in the draft. Brown is widely considered one of the biggest draft busts of all time. He lasted until 2005, but never lived up to the hype he had coming out of college. As a few years ago, he was reported doing missionary work in the Dominican Republic. Wow, that's amazing. The Redskins had the 2nd and 3rd picks. They drafted Penn State LD LeVar Arrington several second overall. Arrington retired in 2007. Since retired, he has worked as an analyst on the NFL Network and founded his own football training equipment company, Extreme Precision. In 2018, he was hired to coach a California high school football team. Wow. Now here we go again. The Redskins selected Alabama OT, Chris Samuels, OT is offensive tackle, with the 3rd overall. Samuel enjoyed a successful career, garnering All-Pro honors in 2001 and making 6 total Pro Bowls. He retired in 2010, worked as a high school coach, and now holds a podcast. Samuels enjoyed a successful career, garnering All-Pro honors in 2001 and making 6 total Pro Bowls. He retired in 2010, worked as a high school coach, and now hosts a podcast. Now, watch this again. Bengals. The Bengals selected Florida State wide receiver Peter Warwick with the 4th overall pick. Warwick lasted 6 seasons, in the NFL, and then bounced around in the football leagues and CFL. He coached high school football for time and now has his jersey retired at Florida State retired in 2008. Wow, isn't that amazing? That's so amazing. You know that all of these first round picks and you know, from the 4th and 5th pick, you know, these guys, they have so much expectations on these individuals. And the thing is that makes it even more amazing is that they were all judged on a certain criteria.
All right, so on this criteria that all of these players were judged, they were judged on speed, size, how their ability to jump in the air. They want to know if they have a 40-foot vertical. They want to know if they were able to run a 100-meter dash in 10 seconds. These are all judgments made that men usually measure your ability by. But it's one measurement that man then and even now are still not able to do, and that's measure the size of a man's heart. And Tom Brady has heart. Even back with David and his brothers. You know, when God told Samuel to go and anoint the son of Jesse, he never told them which one. But Jesse brought all of his sons. And God said, nope, not that one. And I can imagine these gentlemen. They had great stature. They would look like somebody who you would want to represent you as king, because their external features were remarkable. But God told him that man judges the outward, he judges the heart. And I'm telling you right now, so nation, that's what matters to us. Don't be too caught up on external features. Focus more on the heart. And those of you who are being judged by a criteria from man, listen, it says that you shouldn't work like unto man, but work as though you're doing it unto God. And you take that approach, God will never let you down, because man, they're fickle-minded, and they're hard to please. God, He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. So I want you to put your expectations on God and not on man, because man and flesh will fail you, and they will fail you. And there's something inside of you so strong that God wants you to connect with Him. He wants you to release what he's placed inside of you, because He knows your value and purpose from day one. Man uses a cookie cutter approach on how they create or how they judge individual, how they complain. You know, only person you should be in comparison with is the person you were yesterday. That's the only competition that you're in. Your next door neighbor, either to the left or the right, they're not in competition with you. Alright? What you do today is not rely on what man has to say about you. One, find out what God has to say about you. Find out what it is that He's promised you, what it is that He has in store for you. Two, I want you to have a paradigm. Ask God to renew your mind, because you may have been walking around with the expectations that people have put on you, and they have become burdensome. Why? Because it's not what God has called you to do, and whatever God has called you to do is not burdensome. He's going to give you the grace. He's going to give you the favor. He's going to give you the tools. He's going to have everything that you need to complete what it is that He has assigned for you to do. So, Soul Nation, I just want you to use those two nuggets today, those power pack nuggets, and remember that you have heart of a champion. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.